Philadelphia is launching a first-of-its-kind unit aimed at supporting victims of crimes. WHYY's Sandra Jones sits down with the police department's executive director of the Office of Victim Advocacy and Engagement for her first interview.
Step into Ayanna Green Davis's North Broad Street office, and you'll find positive affirmations posted on the walls. She was a bit nervous to do her first-ever interview, but eager to get through it.
I didn't want to be a victim advocate. That wasn't my, you know, dream to be a victim advocate. I wanted to be a writer. I wanted to be an author. I write a lot. I read a lot. That's my thing. But after the tragic death of my brother, I had no choice. Trauma changes you, period. You are not going to be who you were. And that's what happened. I changed.
She believes victims need a voice and a strong support system, something she didn't have when her brother died.
You know, I felt scared. I felt alone. I felt not heard or seen. And victims want to be heard. Once they're heard, they feel validated. May not be able to fix it all. And we have to be able to have empathy, sympathy for our victims. Sometimes that doesn't happen.
Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel says Green Davis's extensive knowledge and compassion will greatly impact community connections and trauma care in this crucial role.
One of the things I recognized before I came back, and it's been there for quite some time, was this gap between our detectives and those families who have lost a loved one through violence, whether it be from a crash through our crash investigation division, where you see repeatedly on television these hit and runs, and where we will have a number of people who get killed by cars. It is something that families and particularly Mothers in Charge and Every Murder is Real, two organizations that have been out there for quite some time, have railed against that you need to fill this gap. And so we're really excited about that.
Mothers in Charge spearheaded this effort. The organization provides grief support, prevention, intervention, and education on violence in the community. Founder and National Executive Director Dr. Dorothy Johnson Spite tells WHYY News it's better now because of Police Commissioner Bethel and his decision to address the issue.
I can't even describe, there's no words to describe, a mother having to bury a son or daughter or loved one and then not being able to get any information on the situation or the case or the investigation or if anybody's doing anything to apprehend that person. It's a community issue.
We have to treat people as human beings. In this unit, everybody matters. Every victim matters.
Green Davis will oversee a 20-member team of non-sworn personnel made up of victim advocacy and engagement staff. They'll respond to victims of homicides, shootings, and crash investigations within 24 to 48 hours. Sandra Jones, WHYY News.